CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're headed to the surface of the planet Mars. Ingenuity, the flying toaster attached to the extremely important roving laboratory, Perseverance. Bob, a flight, again, exceeding all back-of-the-envelope's estimates for Ingenuity's power. What are the limits for Ingenuity that we know, Bob?
Right now, it doesn't appear to be any. Keep your fingers crossed, but so far it's functioning just as well as it did when it was launched, it appears. And all that matters is that it is complicated, cutting edge engineering that requires real care to figure out how to do this. They're learning how to do this. And so flights have to be planned carefully, keeping in mind what the atmosphere on Mars is like as it changes seasonally. The terrain has to be studied. Every step is difficult. But Ingenuity successfully completed its 21st flight this week on March 10th. It flew. We don't know exactly where it landed because they haven't released that data. I have a map on Behind the Black that estimates its approximate landing location based on the data and what they've told us. It traveled about 1,200 feet to the northwest for 2 minutes and 9 seconds, and basically began its journey towards the delta that flows into GeoZero crater. It's going to take a shorter route to that delta, while Perseverance takes a more roundabout route to avoid the rougher terrain. And so Perseverance is now, not Perseverance, Ingenuity has now moved off in that direction. There is no limit, John, because it's working as planned. It gets solar power. And since it flies, when it flies, I'm certain that that cleans off any dust that might accumulate on those solar panels. That's been a problem for other rovers like Spirit and Opportunity and Insight, the lander, as the vehicle or lander sits there, dust accumulates on the solar panels and reduces the amount of energy available. But since Ingenuity flies and it has propellers as well to fly, I'm sure all the dust gets blown off repeatedly, so that's not going to be a problem. This thing could go for years.
Is there evidence, Bob, that others planning rovers on Mars are now incorporating the idea of having an Ingenuity as a scout?
Well, okay, there are no, the only planned rover at the moment is Europe's Rosalind Franklin rover that was going to launch this year and is now delayed probably 2 more years because it was going to launch on a Russian rocket, and that ain't going to happen. I doubt seriously they will change any of the designs for a helicopter. They're having enough trouble building the rover itself and getting it to safely land on Mars. No other rovers yet are on the drawing boards, but I guarantee to you that there are plans, and there are scientists and engineers right now trying to put together plans for future rovers and helicopters to go to Mars. You know, a helicopter doesn't necessarily have to go with a rover. It's very possible there are people putting together project proposals for sending a helicopter all by itself to do exploration. So we're going to have to wait and see. Nothing's in the works yet, but I'm sure it's percolating under the coverage.
A helicopter with a lab on board, Bob.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the problem with that, obviously, is going to be weight. And weight is a consideration since Mars is such a thin atmosphere. So it's very possible, it's very likely that any helicopter that flies is almost certainly going to go with some kind of ground-based equipment as well. To just put it all on the helicopter is probably inefficient.
We go from the surface of Mars to a manned lunar rover design. This is called Astrolab. Is that a startup, Bob?
Yep, startup, private company. NASA, as I've mentioned, has been shifting from building its own stuff to hiring private companies to do it. And it's hired a lot of private companies to build landers to go to the moon and rovers. And so NASA is going to need manned rovers for its Artemis lunar landings, whether they be done by Starship or whatever. And those landers are going to need rovers, manned rovers, you know, like little jeeps they can drive around in, like was done in Apollo. And so there's going to be a bidding contract to pick the companies. And Astrolab is a startup, and they released a full-scale prototype that they tested in Death Valley this week to show everyone that they're ready to go and they're willing to bid. And they're going to be bidding against the big boys. They're going to be bidding against Lockheed Martin, which is working with General Motors, and they're going to be bidding against Northrop Grumman. And so this startup is going to be, you know, a little, you know, David against the Goliaths, but they released a full-scale prototype to say, hey, we're ready and we can make it work and we want to compete. And so we'll have to see where that goes, John.
What Astrolab's startup mock-up looks like, you recall Laurel and Hardy would make these wonderful Hollywood-based short films in which a car driving down the street, it would usually be Laurel driving the car, would fall apart all around him. The front would fall off, the back would fall off, and he'd be just driving the steering wheel sitting on a chair by himself. That's what it looks like. Looks like pieces of
You know, you think about the rovers that the Apollo astronauts used. This was improvised. It was stored, and it unfolded on the surface, and they drove around in it. And they're, you know, if Starship's going to be the vehicle to take people to the moon, to land them, so it's got lots of payload capacity. So there's less weight limitations here, and so you can be more creative in how you do it. It might look like something like a Model T that's going to fall apart, John, but I don't think that's going
to
happen.
All right, we go to a distant galaxy, and Bob's got a cool image on his site. What is it, Bob?
This is the Cartwheel Galaxy. It's one of the more unusual visual galaxies in nearby. It's a half a billion light years away. The pictures that Hubble took of it really revealed one of the strangest looking galaxies. It looks like a cartwheel. Quite literally, it's got a big ring far out from the central galaxy with spokes. Well, recently, astronomers using telescope images comparing them to archival images discovered that a supernova had occurred in that outer ring. And I've got pictures on behind the black showing the difference, and it's kind of cool. And the galaxy itself, Cartwheel Galaxy, is one of those visual images, cool images from Hubble that really made the universe visible to us.
And back to the surface of Mars, a mesa with what looks like Clint Eastwood riding over the horizon. How did that...
This is in the northern lowlands, and it's an area of the northern lowlands that's right on the edge of where you might find water, and this image doesn't show any water at all, John, so it just confirms what other data has shown us, that you can find ice on Mars, but it's going to be higher than 30 degrees latitude.
I think I see the image of Clint Eastwood, Bob. It's in the eye of the beholder. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.